You're listening to SBS News.
When I was young, my mum used to say, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. That warning applies as much today as it did back then, online and in everyday life. Think before you link.
That's Mike Burgess, Director General of Australia's top intelligence agency, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, or ASIO. He's referring to the agency's new awareness campaign, titled Think Before You Link. The usually very secretive agency warns Australians of the dangers posed by foreign intelligence agents or spies.
Foreign spies are using social media and professional networking sites to connect with Australians who, like you, have access to sensitive information. The approaches are often sophisticated, with the spies pretending to be headhunters or people offering enticing business opportunities. But their real intent is to learn your secrets and potentially recruit you as a source. If you don't think before you link, the consequences for you and your career, not to mention our national interests, are potentially severe.
The campaign involves an animated video based on real events. It's called Jack's Story.
This is Jack. Jack works in the defence industry. He loves his job, but updates his professional networking profile just in case. Jack's profile makes it obvious he gets access to sensitive information. A woman called Emily makes contact, claiming to be a headhunter. Emily praises Jack's skill set and says he's perfect for an exciting new opportunity. The details are vague, but the offer is very attractive. Emily wants to discuss the offer on a secure platform. By this time, Jack is intrigued and agrees to continue the discussion. But it's not what it seems.
The public awareness campaign highlights the risk of increased grooming or recruitment activity on professional networking sites such as LinkedIn.
Emily is a spy operating from another country. She's trying to cultivate Jack as a source and wants him to give away sensitive information. Don't end up like Jack. Be aware. Foreign spies are targeting Australians online. Be discreet. Don't boast about your access to sensitive information. And be responsible. Report suspicious approaches to your security manager. If an offer seems too good to be true, it probably is. Think before you link.
ASIO has collaborated with its international Five Eyes intelligence partners, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom and the United States. Mr. Burgess also encourages people to examine a series of documents about online suspicious activity, which can be accessed at asio.gov.au/TBYL.
We're publishing documents and videos to alert you to the threat and provide practical security tips. I'd urge you to familiarise yourself with the material and to protect yourself and your community.
Nigel Fair is the Director of the University of New South Wales Canberra's Cyber Department and specialises in the intersection of technology, crime and society. He says the targets are specific and cross-platform.
International spies, people trying to do harm against Australia, use social media as a force multiplier to get access to high-value people, whether that's government people, whether that's defence contractors and anyone in the supply chain in between. This is when you get into the realms of LinkedIn and your business networks. But I wouldn't discount Facebook, Instagram and Twitter as a force multiplier on top of that.
The agency does not name a country or single out a region where these threats are originating. This year there has been an increased emphasis on foreign interference. The federal government's Foreign Influence Transparency Scheme defines foreign interference as covert, deceptive, or coercive activities intended to affect a political process. It is directed, subsidised, or undertaken by, or on behalf of, foreign actors to advance their interests or objectives. Last month, Mr. Burgess wrote to politicians warning they are potential targets. Last year, the agency said in its annual report that hostile intelligence services were using social media to target people across business and government. In August, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced plans to introduce new national security legislation that would give the federal government powers to veto all deals with foreign governments negotiated at a state or local government level. senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's International Cyber Policy Centre, Tom Uren, says the tactic targets people when they are most vulnerable.
Using social media to reach out to people is just cheap, and the consequences if you're caught are almost zero. Like perhaps your account gets banned. So you can reach out to lots and lots of people. You can sort of develop a relationship, start to talk to them, build trust, and in some sense get them on the hook and then reel them in. And if you start with a broad enough selection of people, which you can on social media, you'll catch some fish. It's really about casting a wide net and finding those people who happen to be vulnerable for whatever reason, financial, emotional, at that time, and you know, getting more out of them than you should.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.